Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up, dude?
What up, dude? Man, so Detroit and vicinity and anywhere else in the world that is listening in, how you doing? Yo, what's up?
What's up?
So how's your week been so far, Jay?
Kind of tiring, but, you know, I'm making it. No complaints. I hope the fact that I said it was tiring wasn't a complaint.
It's just a fact. It's just facts.
Right.
So, no, I feel you. It's like my Papa Bear always says, when people are like, how are you? He's like, been better. Can't tell you when. So, cool. Well, that's good. Tired. Well, you know, as we get older, not saying that you're old per se.
I'm not.
Man, so, okay, well, yeah, I must say that it has been warmer here in Detroit, much to the chagrin, but we have had a couple of cooler days, too, where he was nice and content.
Indeed.
Yeah,
yesterday was a pretty great day.
It was chilly. It was downright brisk here in Detroit
yesterday. It was dirty, too.
It was terrible. You stop these lies. Lies you tell.
It was pretty sweet.
Not great.
It was like 50-something. Lovely day. Wind blowing.
Lovely day.
No sweat.
No sweat, but you have to put on heavy layers to keep yourself from freezing to death.
It's a windbreaker and a hat. That's nothing.
Well, for a cold-blooded chick like myself, physically, not personality-wise. Things like that
anyway.
Could be torture. Anyway, indeed. Yeah, no, so Jay and I thought we would talk about something that is quite popular these days. Technology. We all love technology, right?
It's all right. It's a necessary evil.
I knew it. I knew you were going to say something like that. I love technology. I am a tech junkie. Everything that I do pretty much involves technology. Everything that I love involves technology. And Jay is my antithesis, basically. He's a rebel with no cause. He doesn't want to come into the 21st century.
I am in the 21st century. What are you talking about?
We're not going to get into an Apple.
We're not going. It's just Apple. I just hate Apple.
Okay, listen, guys. Anyone who is blind, I tell you, to the virtues of iProducts is kind of a rebel with no cause and in denial. It has to be
not true. Apple messes
right.
up.
Yeah,
Apple
yeah,
has
yeah.
glitches. Just like everybody.
No, you're right.
Just like
you're
everything
right,
else.
You're right. If we're going to have a real conversation, one in which I am not just, you know, being a troll to JB for no reason. Yeah, true. Any technology has its faults. However, I think that it is a pretty solid argument to say that iDevices are hands down the best phone when it comes to being what's necessary for most users out there. So there are some people who need other devices, who find that productivity for them in their life is best taken care of on other devices, but for the vast majority of the population, an iDevice is just going to be the best option for them. And even for various power users, Apple devices are the best option. However, I won't act like technology is not an extension of your personal preference. So, of course, there are some people who like Android devices better. I was previously one of them, more so because I took issue with many of Apple's business practices when it came to proprietary business practices, which you guys have heard time and time again from me. But But yeah, so today we are going to talk about our go-to apps, our go-to gadgets, our favorite social media networking sites, because let's face it, for business and pleasure, social media, online media, and networking is pretty much where it is. Is it safe to say that, Jay?
Indeed. Yeah, indeed. That's where all the money is made. That's how.
Yeah.
A lot of the advertising. Yeah. Before people go to the sites, they go to the... Before they go to the actual websites, they go to the social media sites most times.
Agreed. And even in with the company that I have, one of my specialties is consulting for online marketing, but it has to be said, if we have any business owners out there or people who are decision-making people for a business, if you are not plugged into social media, you are failing at the most efficient and current and modern marketing tactics. It just, more and more businesses are coming to realize that for this generation, which is the generation that is now making up a majority of the consumer base in the world, you are going to reach them with online media and account. So you have to learn how to do it well. You have to learn how to do it almost exclusively.
Indeed.
But just for...
Exclusively. Like my favorite shoe brand, Nike. I did a project on them, you know, I think last year for a class. You know, they don't do any, like, TV commercials. They haven't done them in, like, the last 10-some years.
Yeah.
Hardly any TV commercials. Everything is photos, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Right.
Online. No.
Exactly.
And they're number one. So, yeah. It's almost exclusively.
No, that's real.
Social media.
Take a look at case studies like that. Case studies like that and others have shown that even the media consumption platforms online are getting way more traction. They are edging out the players that have been the big players for decades. Things like YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, they are on the rise. There are even television shows that are exclusive and original to those online and digital streaming services. Music services online are becoming a huge thing, and there are a lot of them. We can actually talk about that, too. We're going to have to talk about the state of music sometime soon when it comes to consumption, because the whole Tidal versus Spotify debate is a big one. It's a hot topic right now. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that, Jay. But for today, let's start off with telling our listeners what devices we use on a daily basis. What gadgets are our go-to gadgets? Now, this can be phone, tablet, e-reader, headphones, anything tech and gadget. Yep, and then we can throw some apps in there, too, that you feel like they have made your everyday life better, and now you can't imagine not having.
Okay.
This can be accessories, too.
All right. Well,
so, you want to go first? Yeah.
Sure. Of course, I use my cell phone. I'm on it right now. Use my iPad, you know, get on the Facebook apps. Well, there you go. That's one of my apps. But, yeah, you know, listen to music, watch videos. Sometimes I watch TV on my iPad. I have my Sony headphones, the Studio Boys, the big ones. I love the big headphones that you put on. And they, like, have a little extension so you can wear them, like, if you have a hat. And I have a lot of hats, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never liked earplugs. Never could. Because I have little ears, so it's hard for them to, like, stay in my ear.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Everybody, y'all
know. I feel
that. Well, y'all don't know, but I have small ears, so earbuds don't work for me.
This is true.
You know, and we talked about this, I can't, like, do things on my tablet, like writing things. I have to have a pencil and paper. So, in that regard, I have to be old school with it. Got to be old school.
Gosh.
Yep.
Gosh.
As far as app, And you can chime in on that when it's your chance. But as far as my apps, eBay. I love eBay.
Mm-hmm.
eBay. Just got some nice ties and, you know, some more gym shoes the other day. Or last week.
Oh, surprising.
eBay. Amazon. I bought my messenger bag from Amazon. Pretty nice. Nope. You're not going to do that. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. I don't use Snapchat. I don't personally. I look at other people's snaps, but I've only like posted one story. And that's like when I graduated. And it was only like a picture. It wasn't like a whole like video. Like sometimes, like when I used to earlier, I would like do like messages to people, but you know, the ones that go on like your homepage or whatever you want to call it, never did those for everybody. So you just like certain people at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
But I still use it to be entertained by what people are saying. Oh yeah, Instagram. I'm back like regularly, like on Instagram. For a minute, I would like look at it like maybe once a day or maybe two or three times a week. But I wasn't really into it. I'm like same old stuff, same old people, you know. Oh, me and my emails. Google, Gmail, and Yahoo Mail. Check those jobs. You know, important stuff like that. And, of course, last but not least, ESPN. Yeah. Scores. Videos. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And a YouTube app.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Also probably the SportsCenter app. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'm not actually surprised by any of that for various reasons. So I do have a couple questions. Once I give my favorites, then we can discuss more in depth some of these. So
okay,
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I am willingly sucked into the Apple ecosphere, so it should come as no surprise that I have an iPhone, an iPad, and a MacBook.
And a
MacBook Pro, by the way. Not the new MacBook, period, but a MacBook Pro. And okay. And headphones are actually a huge thing for me, too. I think pretty much. Well, I can't say pretty much for all of us. For our squad is, like, heavily into music. So we all love listening to music, but I think that Jay and I are the only ones that, like, actually take time in, like, investing in good headphones. So we're interesting that way, our squad. Currently and for a while now, my headphones of choice, and guys, I don't put the K-Cars Kim's Life stamp of approval on many things, but if you have it, get these headphones, please. Okay, so these headphones are the iFrog Audio headphones. And they're called the Coda Forte. So it's iFrog with a Z, iFrogFROGZ. Coda Forte is Bluetooth. Okay, these are amazing. Like Jay, I like the headphones that have the big earpieces that cover your entire ear. So they can, and they're noise canceling as well. On top of that, they're Bluetooth. So they have an aux cord or headphone jack attachment, so you can use them when they're not charged. And the headphone jack has a microphone in line as well, so you can still use it as a Bluetooth headset for your phone. But yeah, they're Bluetooth. They have volume control and track control and power on and off right on the head pieces, so you can use the Bluetooth. They've got the aux cord when they're not charged. And these things are flipping amazing. And let me tell you, when I purchased them, I don't know if they had, like, just come out or something, but I purchased them at Pier. I'm pretty sure it's all over. It's called Marshall's, and they were on sale. And I have been looking for some good Bluetooth headphones because I had some of the LG ones that go around your neck and they have the earbuds. But like Jay, I have never really been a huge fan of earbuds. And basically the only earbuds that I'll use now are these earbuds I got at Five Below. They have a little attachment that sort of attaches to your ear in a different way. It sort of hooks up and into your ear so that the earbuds don't fall out. But outside of that, I won't use earbuds. They are obnoxious. I hate them. They fall out. It's ridiculous. Anyway, These headphones that I have, they were on sale for less than $40 when I purchased them originally, and they were pink. And I fell in love immediately, but then mine broke. And it was a complete bizarre freak accident. I don't want to go into it because I'm still a little sad about it. But at that time, which was like months after I had purchased them originally, I went to look for a new one. And not only did the Marshalls not have any, I don't know if they just got like a few in to sell and that was it, but when I went online to the actual store and to other stores like eBay, I mean other places like eBay and Amazon, these things were $100 and over. Like, just like that, nowhere could I find these headphones for less than $100. So when I say heartbroken, I was heartbroken. Well, my aunt and I, because I had put my aunt up on them as well, but I, like a little after I first gotten them, she's been looking, I've been looking, and we found somebody on eBay selling two pairs, brand new. Neither one of them were pink, so I now have black ones and she now has blue ones. But they were selling them for less than the original price. So I have my babies again. I am so happy. They come with a pouch. I kept them in the pouch originally, but I still have it, a little velvet pouch they came with. And I'm just going to take extra special care of them because I can't go through losing them again. Anyway, so that's my gadget. A long story for my gadget, but I just love these headphones. So I pair them to every device I have can pair with them. So I use them all the time. They're amazing. Quality is great. Shameless plug. I don't know. iFrogs, if you can hear this, if you ever hear this, feel free to send me free stuff. I'll obviously give you a good word. So the other gadget that I cannot imagine living without is my Kindle Touch. I've had this for years now, and I will never, like, I don't feel it necessary to upgrade. I don't feel it necessary to get one of the Kindles that's like a tablet. I actually prefer the regular Kindle with the e-ink because it is easy on the eyes. It's like reading an actual book, actual pages of a book. But I get to carry my whole library with me. And I check books out from the Detroit Public Library for Kindle. So that's lovely. And I also subscribe to Kindle Unlimited, which is like Netflix. It's like Netflix for books where you can check out books for free through Amazon. So that's that. Apps that I love, pretty much Jay touched most of the apps that I use on a daily basis. What I will say is that I don't use the regular Gmail app from Google. I use Inbox, which is their new it's their new app to manage Gmail in sort of a inbox triage format. So companies like Boxer and Mailbox, which are popular email applications, made the whole mail inbox triage thing popular, where you're like have gestures and tags that help you to easily go through the emails that you get on a daily basis and keep your inbox down at zero. It helps you, like, set reminders, put emails in a different place based on what the topic is or how soon you want to revisit and actually deal with that email. So I like that. Mm-hmm. It's called Inbox. I love it. It's available for iOS. I'm assuming it's probably available for Android phones as well since it's Google, but I love it. It's wonderful. I actually use it more now than I use the email application that actually came with Apple.
See, I don't do all that stuff that you were talking about. So, yeah, that would be like wasting.
You should. You probably have thousands of unread messages.
Yeah, I do. And I have thousands of unread messages. I just don't delete messages very often. It's a bad habit I have. Yeah.
That's the thing about Inbox. Like, you don't even really have to see. Now my mission is going to be to make Jay deal with his emails. You don't even really have to delete them. You just want to deal with them so that they're not in front of your face, so that you can get to the important stuff. So if you put it in folders, or like if you have receipts, you buy stuff on eBay a lot. If you have receipts, you don't necessarily have to throw those away, but you don't want them clouding up your inbox. You want to be able to see what's new and all that. So, yeah.
Oh, the Bible app. Duh. I forgot about that.
Yes, Bible app. Good. Well, yeah. What? Now, I'm pretty sure we all probably use the same Bible app. It's called Bible.
Well, on my iPad, I have YouVersion. It says Bible on the, you know.
Yep, that's the one, YouVersion. Mm-hmm.
But on my phone, I have Bible Gateway because I had the regular Bible. This one, I have Bible Gateway on my new phone because the old one took up more space.
Oh.
Or something like that. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You should check it. Well, YouVersion is a really good one. And I like it because it's sort of social. They have all these reading plans, which is my favorite part about YouVersion for the Bible app. But for my note-taking, like the Bible app that I open up on my iPad or my phone during the sermon and keep all of my notes in and when I'm studying where I keep my notes is a Bible app called Logos Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And Logos Bible software is actually a computer program as well. Faith Life, I think. Yeah, Faith Life. But I love Logos Bible for highlighting passages, adding notes, and it has like good concordances and what do you call the it has all the versions, but commentaries. It has great commentaries on there as well. So I really like that app. And it syncs between all my devices, so I have my notes wherever I am for whatever passage it is. So I really like that. All of the highlighting and like underlining, all of the different emphasis notes that you can use are really realistic. So that's like a big thing for me. I'm one of those people that will like not get an app that I might otherwise need because it's not a pretty app. It's not like aesthetically pleasing and like, clean looking. So that's very important. Mm-hmm. Also, while we're on Bible apps, I have a few other ones. There's a Prayer Mate, which is a great application for keeping track of prayer requests, things that you're praying for. You can make lists. You can add documents and photographs. Like, I have all of my friends and family in there with, like, different specific prayer requests for each person. I have their photograph in there. Also, InTouch is the application for InTouch Ministries, which is Dr. Charles Stanley, and also InSight, which is the application for Charles Swindoll, and then Through the Bible is for McGee. There's also an application for that, and our Daily Bread. So take a look at those if you want. I'll probably share links to those on my social media networks. But yeah, everything else that Jay said, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I actually use Tumblr and
Vimeo,
Pinterest.
Tumblr. I don't do Vine. Yeah, Pinterest is for girls, but yeah. So
whatever. Pinterest is not just okay. We'll talk about that some other time because we don't have that much time.
Right. So okay. As far as the two at the forefront, Facebook and Twitter, which do you prefer?
Okay. So I'm on Facebook more often, only because that's where most of my like family and friends that I like to keep in touch with are, and you can get more content, articles, and more like personal stuff. However, Twitter, I go there when anything big or newsworthy is happening, because that's where like Twitter is like a really fast like newspaper, digital newspaper, really.
Well, I think it's good in that front. Plus, it's like more happening. Like Twitter is so boring to me. Like it's nothing unless it's like a concert, a special event, or something. It's almost useless. Like you can do everything on Facebook that you can do on Twitter. But I don't know. That's just how I feel about it. Like
I mean,
feel like
Twitter
is everybody I know is starting to get back on Facebook. And you know, there's not a lot going on Twitter other than branding, you know, stuff like that. They have news stuff, but Facebook has news too. So yeah, that's my stance on Twitter. I don't really get into it.
Well, Twitter is good. First of all, it all depends on who you follow, and that's any social media network, really. So, like, if you're tapped into Black Twitter, it could be very entertaining. Like, it doesn't matter what's going on. Black Twitter is kind of the real MVP when it comes to anything serious or not serious that is going on in the world. Because
see, I'm not a big follower.
Oh, yeah. So that's part of it.
It's just people. I don't follow a lot of them. Only like my absolute favorite. Just not any of them. Don't follow a lot of people. Just not my thing. So
well,
I do Instagram though. Instagram is pretty entertaining. You know, I like seeing people's pictures.
Well, yeah.
Sometimes.
Instagram is kind of the bomb.com. I'm not going to lie. More businesses are finding, and personal brands are finding a lot of success on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
A big step for Instagram was like having the videos.
Yeah.
It seemed like they kind of took off a little bit more once they start having that, even if it's just for 15 seconds.
Right. I mean, they're pretty much directly in the face of Vine, and I'd say that Instagram has really gained a lot more momentum than Vine. So I think that was a good move.
So
we got less than a minute.
So, okay, we talked about these brands as like marketing, and as far as business. Would you rank, and we might have, you know, have to, like, talk about this next week, but would you rank LinkedIn above the rest of them, or would you say that was another avenue, like, Twitter? You see people advertising and selling themselves on Twitter and Facebook, you know. Would you put LinkedIn above that?
I would say LinkedIn.
Recently joined LinkedIn, but I don't feel like it's any much better. Like, I guess
it's a very different experience, and we should talk about this at length. because it's a very different experience, and but it's not beating those other social media networks for what it's trying to do. So,
right.
So yeah. Well,
and I've had like this debate with people, but we should talk about that.
Definitely. Okay. Well, we're out of time, but we would love to hear your opinions about everything we talked about, and we will see you or hear you again, talk to you again, same time.
Well,
you'll
hear us.
Next week. Right, you'll hear us. All right, peace out.
Peace.